House, come back to order. We're on amendment number 3. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, could we have the amendment reread, please?
Would the clerk please reread the amendment?
Amendment number 3 by Mr. Carney. Page 6, line 4. Page 6, delete lines 4, 5, and 6.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, as I understand it, the objection to the language in 4, 5, and 6 is that if it were interpreted in a certain manner, that it could possibly be interpreted to mean that we would have to build facilities, et cetera, to meet a certain population estimate and so on. I don't think that's necessarily the case, because in lines 1, 2, and 3, where it states functional state capital means a city that has public buildings, public utilities, access roads, streets, and other facilities necessary to meet the operational needs of state government, I think lines 4, 5, and 6 go directly to those three sentences that I just read and talk specifically about a population estimate and general public estimate that relates to the building of public buildings and public utilities. Also, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body, I would like to call to your attention the basic development plan language, which starts on line 24, or rather on line 25. It starts with, number 1, include but not need not be limited.